In some states, junk food advertising is allowed on the side of buses. In others, it's banned. Some have cracked down on unhealthy food in hospitals and schools, but elsewhere, little has been done. Public health experts have assessed states and territories' obesity prevention efforts and found progress is mixed. They're hoping their recommendations will lead to a better plan in tackling Australia's obesity problem with a national obesity strategy now under development. Lexi Metherill reports.
It's been nearly 10 years since guidelines were launched to help school tuck shop managers provide healthier choices. Alice Pryor is from the advocacy group Parents Voice.
All children deserve the best start to life, and that includes healthy school environments. If you've got the food supplied at school is 30% of a children's daily intake, and what's served at the canteen will really reinforce healthy or not so healthy eating habits.
But a report card on obesity prevention policies around the country has found the implementation of the canteen guidelines is patchy. The Global Obesity Centre's scorecard gives a tick to New South Wales for its efforts, but has found other states are struggling. Associate Professor Gary Sachs is a senior research fellow at the centre, which is based at Deakin University.
It's not as simple as the government just putting out a policy and expecting all schools to immediately adopt that policy. There does need to be a process where schools are provided some assistance to make their school canteens healthier, with dedicated support for those schools and strong monitoring systems in place so that the government can keep track of who's doing what.
Victoria gets marks for its focus on healthy food in sport and recreation facilities. So does Queensland for establishing a health promotion agency. But Gary Sachs says overall it's a mixed bag.
Some states are really prioritising obesity prevention and have taken some strong action, whereas other states are really lagging behind.
The report praises Western Australia for banning alcohol advertising on public transport and the ACT for removing junk food ads from buses. But the executive manager of the Obesity Policy Coalition, Jane Martin, says in New South Wales and Victoria, brands are saturating train stations with advertising.
Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, has taken junk food marketing off their whole transport network. And I think it's really important that we protect children on public transport when they're travelling to and from school, for example.
Alice Pryor says it is parents' responsibility to make sure their children are eating well, but they have many factors stacked against them.
As a society where one in four of our children are overweight or obese, it's just not good enough to say it's an individual responsibility. Our community, our society is leading to these problems, and at that level, a community, we need to be taking responsibility.
The scorecard is being given to health ministers to feed into the development of the National Obesity Strategy.
Lexi Metherill reporting there.